Again, thank God for each and every one of you that have called in tonight. And tonight we're going to be looking at 1 John, beginning around the 5th verse. And a few Sundays ago, Sister Alphonia, she just really ministered to us in the service through song. And she was talking about walk in the light, not just any old light, but that beautiful light. And it just resonated with me. And, I mean, I've been humming that song and singing that song. And, you know, so I began to get into the Word of God, you know, because some of us might not really know what that really means to actually walk in the light. So tonight we're going to be looking at 1 John chapter 1. I know we're reading this month from chapter 2, but we're going to back it up a little bit, and we're going to be looking at 1 John chapter 1, beginning at verse 5, which reads as this: "This is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare to you." So first thing John is telling you that, you know, this is not coming from some outside, unreliable source. Because if you go back and you read the first few verses of the chapter, you know, consider the introduction, you'll find that John here, he's speaking in the sense of, he's speaking on a plural sense, where he uses the word we and our, which lets you know he's talking about himself and he's including the disciples. And what John is saying, he said, I'm not telling you something I've got from an outside source, but we walked with him. We saw him with our own eyes. We touched him with our own hands. He is the one who is life. So I come to let you know that I'm telling you what I got from Jesus himself. When he says, we heard from Jesus, but now we want to declare it to you. And what is his declaration? That God is light and there is no darkness in him at all. So here John is, he's contrasting light and darkness. Light represents everything that's good, meaning God is light. He's perfectly holy. He's pure. And then when you talk about darkness, darkness represents anything that's sinful and evil. But again, God is light. He's holy. He's reliable. He's good. He's true. He's pure. Everything that light represents is God. So again, God is, he's perfectly holy. He alone is the one that can guide us out of darkness. It's also related to truth. And truth exposes what's in us. So if there's any darkness in us, when that light comes in, when we allow Jesus in, when we allow God to come in, it exposes whatever is dark in us. So you know that when you walk in the dark, everything just looks alike. You can't see where you're going. But when light comes in, everything is clearly distinguished. Everything you can see clearly when light comes in. You know, I think Pastor said it the other week, when you walk into a room and it's dark, you can't really see anything until you flip the switch and you turn that light on. When you turn that light on, then you can see where you're going. You can see what's ahead of you. So when we allow God to come in and we allow him to lead us and we allow him to direct our path, then and we can see that we're on the right path if we are allowing God to lead us and to direct us. So the Bible says there is no darkness in him. So when we were saved, God called us, the scripture says in 1 Peter 2 and 9, he called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light, which therefore, according to 1 Thessalonians 5 and 5, makes us children of light. So have you ever noticed that there's people that they just don't want to seem to be around you? They don't want to seem to associate with you or have any affiliation with you? That's because that light that's in you is shining. And sometimes that light can tend to bring conviction. So people tend to just, you know, they just tend to stay away. And that's all good, because that light, when it shines in us, it reveals our true nature. It reveals that we are children of the light. We are children of God. So sometimes you're going to encounter people that they recognize that light. I think Minister Joseph was saying Sunday in Bible study, you know, he was in the airport and, you know, a lady just walked up to him and just asked him, you know, first they asked him, was he in the military? But then they asked him, was he a preacher? Sometimes people can just see something in you that others won't see. And that's why it's important that Bible said, let your light so shine before men that they see our good works and come to glorify our Father, which is in heaven. And when I said, you know, when I thought about how light comes to expose the things in us, some people don't want to walk in the light because that's what light does. Light brings out what's in you that's not light. And I remember, I think it was last month, we read in Isaiah 6, Isaiah said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. But when he saw the Lord, what happened? He said, I am a man of unclean lips. Not only that, I dwell among a people of unclean lips. So when he had an encounter with God, things began to change. He began to see himself for who he really was. And, I mean, when you have an encounter with God, things begin to happen. Things begin to change. When you have an encounter with God, you can't be the same anymore. You can't be the same person that you used to be. When you have a real, genuine encounter with God, something has got to change. A change has got to take place. And that's what happened with Isaiah. Isaiah said, I am a man of unclean lips. But he didn't recognize that until he had an encounter with God. And so when the angel of the seraphim took a coal from the altar and touched his lip, he was cleansed. But it wasn't the coal that cleansed him. It was God that cleansed him. And the same way God will cleanse us when we have an encounter with him, when we come to the light for real, we come to the light in sincerity, we will recognize our wrong, we will recognize our sins, we will recognize our faults, and God will cleanse us. He will bring about a change in us. Song says something on the inside, working on the outside has brought about a change in my life. That's a true song. And it happens when you experience walking in the light of God, walking in who God is, all that God is. Bible says he made us in the image and in the very likeness of him. So when we begin to take on the character of God, when we begin to walk in the light of who God is, when we begin to walk in purity and walk in holiness, walk in truth and honesty, walk in integrity, we begin to take on that character of God. And that character, it goes before us. People can see that in us. People can see that there's something different about us. You know, my prayer always, I think I always share when I go into the workplace, you know, you've got to be prayed up when you go there, because it's a dark place. So when I walk into that dark place, I want people to know light just stepped in. So when light comes in, darkness has to go. And just the opposite, when darkness, you allow darkness in, that light has to go. Darkness and light cannot exist in the same place. Light and darkness have no fellowship with one another. But the Bible says, if we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness, we are not practicing the truth. So here John is also contrasting saying and doing. If you notice in his writings, he often says, we say, or he that saith, which lets us know that the Christian life ought to amount to more than just mere talk. We must walk or live what we believe. If we say we are in fellowship with God, if we say we are walking in the light, and we know that the light is God, our lives will back up what our lips are saying. But if we are walking in darkness, or if we are living in sin, then our lives will contradict what our lips are saying. Can't say one thing and do something else. Can't live one way this day, and then another day you live another way. Can't live one way Monday through Friday, and then Sunday we want that light to shine. Doesn't work that way. But the verse 6 lets us know that a real relationship with Christ, it's going to affect, it ought to affect how we live. Can't, when I said light and darkness can't exist in the same place, light and darkness have no fellowship one with the other, you can't walk in darkness and have a relationship with Christ at the same time. Just does not work that way. But if we live in the light where God is, then there is mutual fellowship between himself and us. That light itself is what you and God share, what we and God share. 1 John 2:4 says, if someone claims, I know God, but doesn't obey his commandments, that person is a liar and is not living in the truth. Again, contrasting the saying and the doing doesn't mean that we never sin. Because you'll find out later, and we're not going that far tonight, but you go over into verse 8 and 9, lets us know we all sin. But that's when confession comes in, and that's when God brings restoration. So we're talking about walking in the light tonight. To walk, that's an action word. It's a continual thing. It's a habit. You're trying to get somewhere. Even if you're on a treadmill, you're trying to reach a certain goal. So it involves progress. I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm not trying to stay in the same place that I was. I'm trying to advance. Same way in our spiritual life. It's a growing process. The Bible says to desire the sincere milk of the word of God and to grow thereby. It's a process. It's a growth process. We're trying to get somewhere. We're not trying to stay stagnant in the same place. Just like a child has to learn how to walk, that child might get up and fall down, but they keep trying. They might get up again and fall down, but they keep trying. Same thing applies to us. We also have to learn to walk in the light of the Lord. And when we might falter sometimes, we might fall sometimes, but don't stay down. Get up and keep trying, keep progressing. Just keep in your mind, I got somewhere I got to be. I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm trying to get to Jesus. I'm trying to get to where God is. So when we fall down, don't stay down. Get up. Keep it moving. Shake yourself off. Keep going. Keep walking in the light. Keep striving to walk in that holiness, to walk in honesty, to walk in purity. Keep moving. Oh, my God. No person is perfect. We all make mistakes. Not all the time we're going to do what's right. But as we strive to get it right, as we strive to practice what's right, then we'll find ourselves on that right path. We'll find ourselves, if our motives are right, if the sincerity is there. See, this walk begins in the heart. It's a step out on faith. We just got to keep moving, and we got to keep our eyes on the prize, and we know the prize is Christ Jesus, so we can't give up. We can't afford to stay down, but we got to keep growing. And how do we do that? We do that by studying the Word of God, learning the Word of God, applying the Word of God, living the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God. Hallelujah. praying and fasting, walking in the light as he is in the light, walking as Jesus walked, going about doing good, loving each other. Hallelujah, Jesus. Holding each other up, encouraging one another. John 8 and 12 says Jesus spoke to the people and he said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have a light that leads to life. Hallelujah. We don't have to stay in darkness. We don't have to be slaves to sin. Jesus paid the price. We read on in verse 7, if we are living in the light as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. We don't have to live in darkness, saints of God. There's hope. Bible says Christ in us is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. John 12:35 says, my light will shine for you. And this is Jesus talking. My light will shine for you just a little longer. Walk in the light while you can, so the darkness will not overtake you. Lets me know there's going to come a day when we won't have an opportunity anymore. He says, walk in the light while you can, so the darkness will not overtake you. Put your trust in the light while there is still time. Then you will become children of the light. Hallelujah. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his word. We don't have to stay in darkness. There is hope. Hallelujah. And Jesus is that hope. Hallelujah. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth on him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And then Jesus shed his very own blood. He took on the sins of the whole world to cleanse us from sin, that we didn't have to stay where we are. We didn't have to stay in the state that we were in. But the Bible says by his stripes, we were healed. We were spiritually healed, spiritually set free, spiritually delivered, all because of the blood of Jesus and because of his finished work on the cross. My God, we have a right to the tree of life. My God, saints of God, we don't have to walk in darkness. Jesus is that light. Hallelujah. He is that light. He is that truth. My God. And if we just stay rooted and grounded in the word of God, growing thereby, maturing in the word, desiring the word. The Bible said, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. The word of God don't lie, saints, but it's truth. The word of God is life. The word of God is pure. It's right all the time. God doesn't make mistakes. You know, we might worship a lot of things. You know, people have false gods. That's why John wrote these letters, because false teaching had crept into the church and people had started conforming to worldly standards. That's why he wrote these letters. But I come to let you know tonight, I don't care. Everything else is going to pass away. It's the word of God that's going to stand. Whatever you put your trust in, other than God, it will fail you. It will let you down. It will disappoint you. But not the God that we serve. God never disappoints. In everything, he has a purpose. In everything, God has a plan. We might not see it right now, But if we keep believing, if we keep trusting, if we keep praying, if we keep fasting, God said all things will work together for the good to those who love him, to them that are called according to his purpose. He won't fail us. He won't disappoint us, as some things will, as some men will. We can depend on God. And I encourage you tonight, keep leaning on him. Keep trusting in him. Keep walking in the light as he is in the light. Make up in your minds tonight, God, saints of God. Make up in your minds that we're going to walk in the light of God. We're going to walk in his presence. And John said earlier, you go back a little bit, he said, we want you to share in that joy that we share in, that we have partaken in. We want you to share that same joy. The Bible says, in the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Make up in your mind, saints of God, to walk in the light of who God is. And he is light. Can't share light and darkness. Both of those cannot exist in the same place. But make up in your minds tonight that we will, as a people of God, as believers in God, that we're going to walk in the light. That to the best of our ability, our walk is going to line up with what's coming up, coming out of our mouths. That our walk is going to match up with what we're saying. And again, no, we're not perfect, and we're going to make mistakes. But you confess those mistakes, and God forgives, and you keep it moving. You get up and keep going. But walk in the light. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you tonight for your word. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you are light. And in you, God, there is no darkness. We thank you so much, my God. God, we thank you, first of all, God, for yet another day, God, you kept us. Another day, God, that we've been totally dependent on you. Another day that we've gone for leaning on, trusting in you, God. Hallelujah. Another day, God, standing on the promises of you. Oh, my God. Another day holding fast, my God, to the word of your Lord and hiding that word in our hearts. Oh, my God, that we might not sin against you. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, God, for the authority that you have given us. In the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, because we come to know there's power in the name of Jesus. We know tonight there's healing. It's in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance tonight, God, for your people in the name of Jesus. My God, as we go forth, God, walking in the light of who you are, my God, there's nothing you won't withhold from us. As we walk, my God, upright before you, as we walk in the light of you, God, we thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah. My God, as you open up our understanding, as you, God, continually, God, reveal truth to us, we thank you tonight, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for being real in our lives, down in our souls. We thank you tonight, God. I often say we don't take the goodness of your Lord God for granted. But in everything, God, we come tonight, God, and we say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for being such an awesome God. Thank you for being such an amazing Father. Thank you, my God, for your unconditional love. Thank you tonight for your unfailing love, your never-ending love, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you tonight for all, God, that you are to us. And you are everything, God. You are our all in all. Hallelujah. Without you, God, we can't make it. Without you, God, we can't do anything. But the word declares that with you, all things are possible as we believe. The word declares that we can do all things through Christ as who strengthens us. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah. That in Jesus, we have hope tonight. Hallelujah, God. We thank you tonight, God, that in Jesus, we have the peace of you, God, that surpasses all of our own understanding. We thank you tonight, God, that he whose mind is stayed on you, you have promised, God, to keep us in your perfect peace. We thank you tonight, oh my God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, for your name, God, is worthy, my God, of all of our praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your name alone is worthy, God, to be lifted up. Your name alone, God, is worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah, worthy, God, to be exalted. Oh, my God, and we bless your name tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's at the name of Jesus that every knee has got to bow down. Every tongue must confess that you are God. And above you and beside you, there is no other. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, Lord. We love you tonight, God. We can't, God, live without you. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's in you that we live, we move, we have our being. You, God, are the air that we breathe. And we thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Every person, God, on this line tonight, God, you know who they are. You know, God, what their needs are. Hallelujah, Jesus. I may not know them all by name, but God, you know, Lord, what they stand in need of. And we're asking you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, as we come together in agreement, God, that you will meet the needs of your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, for you're the Lord God that has promised to supply every one of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, God, we know tonight there's nothing you won't do for them that love you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know tonight, God, that everything good and everything perfect, God, in our lives, you have given it to us. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Lord, as you provide, give strength to your people, as you renew strength tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, as you bring healing, God, to those that are sick, my God, in the name of Jesus, asking you tonight, God, to touch from the crown of their head down to the soles of their feet, my God, let your healing virtue, God, begin to flow, my God, throughout the lives of your people, God, you would raise up sick bodies in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, God. Oh, my God, that you would save, Lord, in the midst of our households in the mighty name of Jesus. Save, my God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Save, oh my God, set free, God, deliver, Lord, your people, God, every man, woman, boy, and girl that has yet to come into real relationship with you, asking you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, my God, that you would save to the utmost. God, we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you tonight, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God, we lean on you. We depend on you, God. We trust in you. Our confidence is in you. Our security, God, is in you. It's not in the government, my God, in the name of Jesus, but it's in you, God. And we thank you tonight, Lord. Oh, my God, as you meet every need, God, on this line, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this prayer line tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God, for this avenue, this platform, my God, where we can come together, my God, and learn the word of your Lord. We can come together, God, and seek you in prayer in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you tonight. You're so good to us. Oh, my God, you're so good. And we thank you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, remember our pastor and first lady, Lord. My God, remember Mom Liggins and digging Brown, God. Remember Reverend Anderson. Remember Deaconess Betty Brown, God. Hallelujah, God. Look on Robert and Shirley Cooper tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing in the lives of your people. Oh, my God. All that you're yet doing and all that's to come, God, we thank you in advance. My God, in the mighty name of Jesus, every name, God, that's been called out to you on the prayer lines, God, and on the Facebook Live, and even the name, God, in the prayer box. God, we thank you tonight. You know, God, every petition, Lord, that has been ushered up before you, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, and we believe in you, God, to manifest yourself. My God, in the name of Jesus. We're believing you tonight, God, to bring deliverance to your people. We're believing you tonight, God, to bring complete healing, God, to your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I continue, Lord, to pray for Malik, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, my God. We thank you in advance, God. We thank you for complete healing, my God, over his body, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. I believe you tonight, Lord. You're able, God, to do exceeding and abundantly above all, God, that we could ever ask or even think, according to the power of you, God, that worketh within us. We come against seizures tonight, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, touch that young man, oh God. Bring complete healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I know, God, there's nothing too hard for you. Oh, my God, there's no failure in you, God. Continually, Lord, encourage his parents tonight, in the name of Jesus. My God, been through so much. Oh, my God, but continually encourage them tonight, God. Hallelujah, as we hold them up, Lord, in prayer, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, knowing that there's nothing, Lord, too hard for you to do. Oh, my God, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, we bless the name of your God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember Sister Sasha, God. Continue, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to heal her body. We thank you, God, for what you've already done, God. Hallelujah. We've seen the evidence, Lord. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you tonight. You're such an amazing God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, God. Oh, my God, we bless the name of your Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're so worthy, God, of all of our praise. You're so worthy of all our praise, God. And we thank you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, help us this night, Lord, as we go forth in you, God, walking in the light of who you are, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God, that when we as light walk in, my God, that the darkness has got to go. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Ever teach us your truth, oh God. Ever lead us, Lord God, in the ways of your Lord. In the name of Jesus. Ever direct our path, oh God. For you say when we trust in you with our whole heart, my God, and lean not to our own understanding, it's then, my God, that we will acknowledge you in all of our ways, that you will lead and direct our path. And we thank you tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you all of the honor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And on that note, hallelujah, on that note, we say good night. I love you. Go and be blessed, walking in the light of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good night.
Amen. Good night, everyone.
Good night.